visiting with Andrew Steele here in studio, now the new head coach at John Carroll High School in Birmingham, also former Alabama basketball player. Andrew, you guys were able to parlay that NIT championship run against Wichita State, who ends up kind of being the somewhat Cinderella, I guess, of this year and in the years past. But then the next year, the following year, you get into the NCAA championship, the NCAA tournament. Is it different? I mean, can you just tell the difference? I know playing in like the Sugar Bowl and a BCS Bowl, I played in non-BCS Bowls, then I played in the BCS Bowl. There's a difference. The media coverage, the week's events is different. Is it the same way for the NCAA tournament? Can you tell, okay, yeah, we're in the tournament. We're in the dance.
It is. You know, when we played in the NIT, I think it was us, Washington State, Colorado, and Wichita State. And I think that year all four teams were good and deserving of a tournament bid. But we saw them in the Final Four. But the teams early on in the NIT, you can tell there's a difference. And, you know, everybody always says, you know, you'd rather be one and done in the NCAA than make a deep NIT run. But I think sometimes in some situations, making that deep NIT run helps us. We had a really young team that year. We made it deep in the NIT, but it gave us so much experience coming into the tournament next year. And just the whole surroundings of the tournament is so different. You know, it's the excitement of the day, finding out you're in, then you're finding out the matchups, where you're going to play. Then it's the quick turnaround. It's everything that goes on around it. And it's one of those situations where for your first time being there, it kind of takes you off guard at first. And you've got to get refocused. But it was one of the more memorable experiences I remember in college, just because I think people think it's so easy. It's so tough to make the tournament in and out. And that's why I've got so much respect for the teams who are able to put together consecutive runs, because it's really, really hard to get there. You've got to be a really good team, and you've got to play well all year to be able to get in.
Is that a realistic expectation for Alabama basketball to be in every year, or 3 or 4 years, or, you know, five of ten or something? Is that realistic for us here?
I think so. You know, I think it's a point where just go back to looking at Coach Grant, even his first year, I think, you know, we maybe finished 17-15, where we had 3 SEC games in a row. We lost by a point, and there was like Tennessee, Florida, and maybe Vanderbilt, and all 3 of those teams made it to the NCAA tournament. And I think, you know, for year one, you win those 3 games, the whole outlook of your season is different. So every single year except for last year, we were always knocking on the door. And I think that it's really tough every single year to get in, because you got to take into account injuries, all those kind of things, transfers, all those things come into effect. But I think it's realistic to expect to get there every year. And it's good that the fans are disappointed that we don't get there, because that means we've raised the expectation. There was a point where, you know, they just wanted the team to be competitive, but now they're expecting more and more success. So I think that shows the growth of the program of where it was.
Do we invest enough here at the University of Alabama into basketball? You know, people get tagged as a football school. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a former football guy, but I'm a University of Alabama fan first, and that encompasses all sports.
Exactly.
You know, I'm not an Alabama football fan. I'm a University of Alabama fan. So, do we spend enough here, and do we devote enough time? Do you think?
I think there's areas we can get better, but I know they take it really seriously. I can tell you that much, but one thing I think that could help is fan support. You know, you look at, and it's tough here because the comparison is going to always go to football just because of the tradition we have, which is understandable. But you look, you know, even in Nick Saban's first year, Mike Shula's last couple years when the team wasn't great, every single game was still sold out. You know, when the stadium was like 92,000, it was still there no matter the record, no matter who they were playing.
Sure.
And it helps because it creates a home field advantage. Well, I think the same can be said about basketball. You know, it's easy to support the team, you know, when they're 10-2 in conference play and everything's going great. But the support is more important when the team's struggling. You know, if they're 500, they're on a couple lose a game streak. It's important for the fans to be there because the players build off of that. I know when I was playing and the guys I played with, when you look and you see 15,000, sure, it kind of excites you and it gets the crowd into it.
I know exactly what you mean.
But when there's 7,000 people there, you know, you're playing a tough game. It's flat. And now, you know, when Wichita State comes in and half the gym's empty, it creates no advantage for us. And so when sometimes you're playing against a team who's a little bit better, you need every single advantage you can. And for a couple years, we had a 21-game winning streak at home. And that was when everybody was there every game. It was a tough place to play. And I think that's the biggest thing I think we can get, is if we could get more consistent fan support, I think that'll see a big, big difference. And I think that's something people overlook a lot of times.
Visiting with Andrew Steele, former Alabama basketball player, now head coach at John Carroll High School. Andrew, part of that reason why it's hard to get fans is, you know, most of the fans are in Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
And on Saturdays, you can come down for a Saturday. Most people are off work.
Mm-hmm.
But during the midweek, it's tough to get down here.
Mm-hmm.
You look at Bruce Pearl, who gets hired at Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
He's a salesman, and he is a basketball coach.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the first things he's done, I'm sure you followed him, is really start to attract and get that momentum to the basketball program. Is Anthony Grant going to have to step out of his comfort zone in order to get some buy-in from fans? Because right now, you know, that I think, court of public opinion at least, he's on the hot seat. And I'm worried that going into next year, mm-hmm. and I think it's going to be tough next year,
mm-hmm.
And it's going to make it worse, as you mentioned, the fact that there's not a whole lot of excitement for people to come to Coleman Coliseum.
Well, I think there's areas coach can get better at in terms of actually going out and promoting the program, which, you know, that's understandable. But
I mean, everybody's different.
Everybody's different, exactly. Yeah, you know, I don't think
Nick Saban's not exactly the apple of your eye when it comes to entertaining.
Exactly. You're not going to find Coach Grant on a radio show, you know, with his shirt off and a Alabama football helmet on. But, you know, I think there's ways where he can get better at it. Exactly what that is, you know, it's not my place to really get into it, but I think there's some things he can do. But I, at the same time, you know, I think the fans have to be open and receptive to it, you know, and there's I just think the fans have to understand that there's a big, big role in which they can play. And I understand you want to come watch a product, you know, that's exciting, that's going to win. But I think everybody has to take their role in it and understand what can we all do to make this thing better.
Andrew, a couple quick questions here, and then we'll let you go. I know you got you're not like this guy over here. We're not on summer break anymore. We can't just head to the pool. But Trevor Relaford, going to have a chance to play in the NBA. Can he get it done? Can he be a starter in the NBA?
I think so. I think if I think the thing that hurt him the most is that the team didn't have a lot of successes last year. And I think what people don't realize is that as good of a player you are, you have to have some team success in order to make your chances be better at the next level. Now, with that said, I think if teams who will pass up on him will make a big mistake, because I think if a team gives him a chance, he'll come in and prove that he's more than capable of being a good NBA player. You know, I've seen him grow from a freshman when we recruited him to when he walked off. I mean, it was unbelievable. There would be times when I played on the court with him where I'd be amazed at some of the things he'd do, where I just kind of take a backseat and be like, it was just amazing. And he's going to go down as one of the better players to ever play here. But he'll have a great professional career, whether it's here, whether it's overseas. He won't have any issues with it. He'll have a long, long, successful career.
Yeah, we had another pretty good little point guard here, too, at one point in time. Your brother wasn't a bad one either. But
exactly.
When you're looking at point guards in Alabama history,
mm-hmm.
those two are probably topping the conversation. Lastly, I'll leave you with this. We're in the NBA playoffs. I know it's full swing. NBA fan, who's your team, first of all?
The Oklahoma City Thunder.
Oh, so the Thunder, your team.
They're
Kevin
team.
Durant?
Yeah.
Is that your man?
Yeah, I like him. I was a little nervous.
That's right. The Grizzlies, buddy. They were giving them hell.
Yeah, I can breathe a sigh of relief. The style of play the Grizzlies play, you know, they had two bigs, you know, with Gasol and Randolph, and they slowed the game down a lot, and Tony Allen made it tough on Durant. But, you know, like all good players, he found a way to figure it out. And I'm hoping it's one of those things to where he's had to grow up and learn on the fly. You know, Memphis gave him problems last year, too. And hopefully he's ready to take that next step. Because I think once he figures it out, you can't stop him. He's a 6'10 guard. He can shoot.
I can't.
Handle the ball.
The size differential is just.
It's unbelievable. I've never seen maybe before my time, but I've never seen a 6'10 legitimate guard. You know, you always see big guys who play inside out. But, I mean, if I were 6'10, then, you know, it would have been a different story. I don't know if I'd be coaching right now, but
that's right.
he's got an amazing skill set to go with it. So I'm hoping they can figure it out and get it done.
In game one tonight against the LA Clippers, that's going to be in Oklahoma City. That'll start at 8:30. And then before that, you'll have Indiana and Washington at Indiana. That game will start at 6. Who you got winning all? You going to go with the Thunder, or do you think that are you just going to be playing kind of the home crowd there?
The fan in me wants to go with the Thunder, but I'll say this about the Heat. You know, they they kind of coasted through the regular season, but the last two playoffs, when they've needed the most, their shooting has, like, gone out the roof. And you look all across, you know, whether it's the NCAA tournament, teams that get hot from three-pointer in the tournament make deep runs, and it's the same with NBA. So if they shoot the ball as well as they've done the last two playoffs, I just don't see anybody being able to beat them. But I'm hoping Oklahoma City can do it. Sometimes we're our own worst nightmare. So if Westbrook and Durant can figure that thing out, then I think they'll be pretty tough to stop. So,
well, I was asking, I didn't make a pick, but I wanted to pick the Thunder. Don't know if they can, like you mentioned, Westbrook and them getting together. But either way, I wouldn't mind Kevin Durant getting number one there. I like him a lot. So
yeah, he's a good guy.
We'll be in the same boat. Andrew, man, appreciate you stopping by. It's no Andrew problem. Steele, former Alabama basketball player, now head coach at John Carroll. I guess let me put you on the hot seat. State championship. How many years can we expect to see John Carroll there in the state championship?
My goal, you know, like I told my team, my goal every year is for us to win a state championship. It's kind of unrealistic to expect to win a state championship every year, but when you set that bar so high, you fall short, you'll still have really, really good success. And, you know, from the time my brother was there, when I was there, even before us, we had a run where every single year we were making deep runs, winning 25, 30 games, and would be disappointed with nothing but a state championship. So that's the expectation I want to get. But we're going to have a really, really young team next year, but we're going to have talent. And I think with the way we're going to play, I think it's going to give us some chance to have success.
You going to run and gun them, or what do you got, half court?
As fast as we can make the game, that's how I want it to be, as fast as we can. There'll be no such thing as too fast coming from me. But it's one of those things I think is exciting for the players to play. I think it's exciting for the fans to watch, and I just think it gives you a chance to win. We're going to always be aggressive. It's one thing I always want my players being always, always aggressive. And we're going to force the action and make teams beat us as opposed to being on our heels. And if we can put it all together, I'm expecting success immediately. So
you hear that coach speak? You hear the tempo in his voice and everything picked up when he starts talking about it. Andrew, man, appreciate the time this morning, brother.
Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it. You too.